Yeah, it is. It is, but temper with a bit of caution. You know, myself included. You look at Bowie, and you're desperate to get him back, but you have really got to be mindful of what he's been through and the short space of time since it actually happened. I think, you know, if you look at Peter Odemwingie. I mean, I think he was 8 months, 7, 8 months in his recovery before he managed to get a little bit of game time towards the end of the season. And Bojan's, what, I don't know, five and a half months at the moment, 6 months top. So, you know, he's still got a long while to go. Hopefully, he's way ahead of schedule. We all hope he is. But you don't mindful of putting too much pressure on his shoulders to go and replicate exactly where he finished off, if you like, last year. You know, it might take him. Hopefully, it doesn't, but it might take him a few games or a while to get that real sharpness and match tempo that he has to his play.
Without seeing him and only seeing his social media posts, his attitude seems to have been brilliant.
Absolutely magnificent. I mean, it shows the character of the lad. Yes, he went back to Barcelona to do a lot of work there, but again, we heard from the physios working with him out there. And since he's back, you know, you've got to put the reins on him all the time because he just wants to do more and more and more. And that's where the, you know, Dave Watson and his staff, their expertise in pushing him the right way and when to ease off him and when to push him on again. I know that the manager's very, and obviously, step by step, taking their advice on everything we do with him. He'll tell you himself, and the physios have told me this morning that he's more or less ready to go in terms of getting some minutes involved in an 11-11 game. So you never know, against Brentford tomorrow, he may play a part in that.